Like a cherry tart?
You're not helping here.
Okay. I'm not helping.
No, you're no, not. Okay, so what are we going to rate the cherry pie from Atlanta Hard Cider?
This or that or
like I'm whatever. I'm going 4.
All right, we're going 4. Go for it.
Okay, now for something different, right?
Trailer Park Sangria.
No, this okay. is going to be the...
Bubbly fart water.
What? No. This is going to be the Pinkies Up Cherry and Blueberry Rosé. Okay?
Ooh la la. Do I have to have my pinky up when I drink it?
I don't know if you can do that. That might be too much to hold the glass and have your pinky up.
You're saying I have weak fingers?
I'm just saying things can be complicated for you sometimes.
It is sort of... pinkish.
It is. Okay. So this is a cheeky twist on your usual cider. Cheeky. Bubbly, wild fermented, packed
bubbly
with flavor.
Bubbly fart water.
Oh my gosh. It's balancing crisp apple with cherries and blueberries. Nice. It's perfect for those that appreciate a bit of sass in their glass.
Wow.
Like some people that I know. Yes. And this is 6.9% ABV.
I will say, of the ones we've had so far, this has the best aroma.
Okay.
Like the blueberry and the cherry and the
apple. You're smelling all of it.
It's very vibrant.
Okay.
It's engaging and it makes you want to drink it, you know.
And, I mean, from the outset, it looks like it could be a rosé.
Yeah.
A rosé. Well, rosé. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, if you get it cold enough, it could be a froze.
Yeah, I guess it could.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I don't know where that came from.
All right. To be continued in just a minute.
You got it, man.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of the rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So right before the break, we started talking about the Pinkies Up Cherry and Blueberry Rosé Cider from Botanist and Barrel in North Carolina. The color on this is just really beautiful. And it's just dry enough for me, not too dry.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And the flavor?
Well, it's got the berries, it's got the apple. But it's like the other one. It's very tart and very dry. And it just really reinforces. So these two places, Botanist and Barrel and Atlanta Hard Cider, they're like less than 6 hours away from each other. One's in North Carolina, one's in Atlanta, which doesn't necessarily mean anything, but they're both southeast. But they're approaches to making cider could not be
any more different.
I don't think, because Atlanta Hard Cider, they're like, we like apples. We're going to make apple cider. Apples are always going to be like the forefront. We might add other fruits and different things to it, but they probably have a house yeast that they use and they just do it. Psh,
psh, psh, sure. You know,
and it makes really good on a theme, clean ciders.
So yeah.
Botanist and Barrel to me is way more like a farmhouse brewery, like Jester King or Scratch or one of these places where they live off the land and I guess it's part of being a winery too, because you're dealing with a lot of really local things and you're showcasing what what it tastes like to live off the land, right? Like, mm-hmm. like if we were 200 years ago and we had a farm and we had some apple trees and we were making cider just for us to live off of or drink and stuff, like this is that, right? Versus the other thing. And there are two very different takes on a similar product, you know? And so this one is fruity and nice, but it's still dry and bubbly and effervescent. And it's a really tasty little drink that I think you would have to be more of a wine lover to enjoy than you would have to be for one of the Atlanta cider places.
Sure. I mean, when you're comparing this, if you will, to the cherry pie that we had, right? Yeah. I mean, they are, yes, they're different because the flavor profile is different, but also you're getting more terroir, if you will, from the Botanist and Barrel.
Yeah.
You know, which again, like you said, wine lovers would really appreciate that because there's that degree of terroir that you have in wine that some people don't like, but a lot of people do like.
Yeah, I think there's a distinction between farmhouse and craft. You know, craft, small batch, you're really putting a lot of good things into it, but the ingredients may not be local. The yeast is not necessarily something specific from that you pulled in from around your yard or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
It's more controlled. This is more like we're out here on an island and we're making stuff that is available to us, you know, right around where we live. Like this is, we're living off the land, you know, and we're expressing what our address tastes like, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And that's what I think they're doing a great job with it. Like this is a tasty little cider that I think, but again, I think you have to be more of a certain type of person to enjoy this one than to enjoy the cherry pie or some of the stuff from Atlanta, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fair. But I do, I really like this too. This is,
yeah. It's a nice little drink. You know? Yeah. Yeah,
it is. So what do you want to rate the cherry and blueberry rosé?
Yeah.
4. Very good. Okay, well, last, but certainly not least.
Well, we hope not.
No, we are going to go and find some cranberries. So we're going up to New England. Oh, no, we're staying in Atlanta. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
So the cranberry craft cider, tart and refreshing. It's a limited release, and this is 5.9%, and they released it for the holidays. Again, really nice color.
Yeah. Well, we love like cranberry cocktail and cranberry juice and the different things you can do with cranberries. I think cranberry is a great component. It's something that's not easy to ingest by itself because they're incredibly tart.
Sure.
You know, so you have to sweeten it or you have to mix it with something. Mm-hmm. And I think apples are a good way to offset some of that tartness of the cranberry, add some sweetness, make something that is more palatable to a lot of people, but still get that distinctive cranberry flavor.
And I think this does it well.
Yeah, I would agree with that. This is not sweet, but it's not overly tart or bitter. It's very well balanced. It has just enough apple, just enough cranberry to make it enjoyable, make it something that you could, I'm trying to think what you would pair with it though. Like
roasted meats.
Maybe. Yeah. You know,
I mean, this is like, they're catering this to the holidays and the cold weather, you know, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Like ideally, like if we had had this during Thanksgiving, I think like you could, this sure. could be your
perfect
dinner beverage, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Some roasted, you know, savory foods and things and like wash it down with this. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. But also, maybe I'm crazy, but
maybe.
But like some of the like lobster, you know, like with lots of butter with the lobster, having something like this to cut through the butter,
fatty and
yeah, to cut through that might be nice too. Yeah, I like this a lot, and I like what they did.
Yeah.
You know, it's not heavy handed; it's very balanced.
I would like to visit both of these places.
I think this will definitely be on our both of these will be on our list for sure.
Yeah,
what do you want to rate the cranberry?
I mean, I don't think we should go. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Yep. Very good. What a great pairing of two really solid cideries.
Well, and,
you know,
and it's just nice to step away from beer a little bit, you know, for a moment and like try something else that provides a different perspective on fermentation and just get to sample some things from the Southeast, you know, like families that are sharing what they love.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. No, it is. And cheers to both of these cideries.
Absolutely.
What a great, great, great thing. Well, that's going to do it for us today. Good old boy, Dave.
Bye.
Thanks for hanging out. Yeah. This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you next time.
I just found out that a pickle was a cucumber yesterday.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Cette station, ainsi que les plus de 250 autres stations similaires à travers le pays, ont besoin de votre soutien. Jour après jour, elle vous informe sur les sujets qui comptent, diffuse une musique que vous n'entendrez nulle part ailleurs et font partie intégrante de cette communauté. Vous pouvez vous assurer qu'elles obtiennent le financement dont elles ont besoin pour se développer en vous rendant sur monirc.ca. Vous y trouverez tous les détails concernant l'initiative des radios communautaires. Une fois sur monirc.ca, il ne vous faudra que 5 minutes et quelques clics pour signer une pétition. Générer une lettre à l'intention des responsables politiques qui doivent l'entendre et faire une différence pour cette communauté. MonIRC.ca.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. I'm Nick Byard, Bird Note's Executive Director. And this week, we're asking you to support the show at birdnote.org. When you fill your bird feeder, all things considered, it's a small part of your whole day. But it means a lot to the birds that visit your yard. You don't have to buy expensive binoculars or travel to faraway lands to be a birder. You can enjoy birds wherever you are. And you don't have to break the bank to support BirdNote. Make a gift of any amount today at birdnote.org to keep this show on the air for years to come. Even $5 a month helps us create the stories that connect you to the joy of birds and nature. Did you know that BirdNote is an independent nonprofit? We provide our daily shows for free to all public radio stations, including this one, regardless of size or location. The vast majority of BirdNote's funding comes from listeners like you. It only takes a few minutes to support the show and make a big difference for birds. Donate for the first time or renew your support today at birdnote.org. Thank you for listening, and thank you for making BirdNote possible. I'm Nick Byard.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. A nonprofit is trying to grow bananas in the very non-tropical city of Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Orchard Project plants food gardens and orchards at schools, parks, and other sites. And now, in an unheated greenhouse called a high tunnel, they're experimenting with crops from warmer regions, not just bananas, but yuzu, kumquat, ginger, olives, guava, and capers. Orchard coordinator Carolina Torres says the goal is to learn what could grow in Philadelphia as the climate warms.
What the high tunnel allows us to do is have a little bit more control and understand how these plants grow in the case that maybe we will have to transition many of our orchards in the future to have plants that are more adapted for the climate.
Not all of the crops are thriving. The banana tree, for instance, died back last winter. It reemerged in spring, but did not produce fruit. Other plants, like the yuzu and kumquat, have been more successful.
It's just fun for us to see and experiment with all of the different varieties that maybe are going to be a possibility for us in the future. There's people in Philadelphia from all over the world, and it's fun to try and grow plants that come from all over the world as well.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
How much do you love this station? People dedicated to your community. News that directly matters to you. This station needs your support. Go to mycri.ca to find out more about the Community Radio Initiative, which will provide core funding for this station. At MyCRI, you will find an easy way to create an email that you can send to the politicians who need to hear your message. Just 5 minutes and a few clicks make a big difference. MyCRI.ca.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
If I didn't make the same mistakes, from your neighbors and your friends. The sky is getting dark, man, I feel it beating in my chest. I'll do my best.